Louisiana voters have elected two-time Republican Congressman Bobby Jindal to be their next governor. The 36-year-old will be the youngest governor in the United States and the second youngest in history. He'll also be Louisiana's first non-white governor since the 1870s. And in another first, Governor-elect Jindal, the son of Indian immigrants, is the first person of South Asian descent to be elected governor in the United States. A lot of firsts in there. Jindal talked about his roots in his acceptance speech.
My mom and dad came to this country in pursuit of the American dream. And guess what happened? They found the American dream to be alive and well right here in Louisiana.
Jindal won the governor's seat with 54% of the vote, soundly beating 11 other candidates. Here to talk a little more about the historic election is Jan Moeller. He's a reporter with the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, Louisiana. Hi, Jan.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
You covered Jindal's campaign. You spent a lot of time with him, I imagine. For those of us outside Louisiana, tell us, who is Bobby Jindal?
Well, he's only 36, but he's been on the scene here for a dozen years already. He started out under the last Republican governor in 1996 when he was just 24 years old. He was appointed the head of the State Department of Health and Hospitals, which is a 12,000 department. At the time, the agency was going broke. So Jindal had just gotten done with a Rhodes Scholarship in England, and he had had an internship in college with a Republican congressman from Shreveport, and he applied for this job, which, of course, nobody expected him to get when he was 24. And he got it, and then while he was still in his 20s, he later got appointed head of the state university system. He had a job in Washington heading up a Medicare commission, and then finally in 2003 he came back and ran for governor and almost won 4 years ago. And then this was the second time around, and he was really the favorite from the start this time.
I mean, seriously, this guy makes me feel like a major underachiever.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he ran in 2003 against Kathleen Blanco. And what was so different about this campaign? Was it expected that he was going to win?
It really was. He started out as the favorite. Kathleen Blanco, the governor, who she really, her popularity ratings plunged after Hurricane Katrina. She never really recovered. And so when Jindal got into the race early this year, he kind of started out as the favorite. And then when Blanco in March decided not to run for a second term, he became kind of the overwhelming favorite. I mean, he started out, he had more money than anybody else in the race. And he really had a lot more organization because he'd been through this once before. And I think voters were a little more comfortable with him this time around, and they knew him from the 2003 runoff.
Well, despite Jindal's immigrant roots, he painted himself as a native son, which he is, someone who understands Louisiana from an inside perspective. Here's another clip from a speech on Saturday.
The people of Louisiana are God-fearing, hardworking, law-abiding, freedom-loving folks who look out for each other.
Familiar rhetoric. What was Jindal's message? What was so compelling to voters? That's definitely a message other people have used in Louisiana. How did he manage to convince people that that he is what Louisiana needs right now post-Katrina?
Well, there's sort of two sides to Bobby Jindal. There's the technocrat side, you know, the problem solver, the bright young Ivy League graduate who can kind of who rise above politics and try to fix things. But he's also somebody who converted to Catholicism when he was a teenager and has spent a lot of time and effort trying to, establish his kind of religious right bona fides. And he's taken that message to the rural parts of the state that didn't vote for him as much 4 years ago and kind of cost him the election. So on the one hand, he's kind of, he's popular with sort of the smart crowd in Baton Rouge, to the extent that there is one, but he's also a strong social conservative. I mean, this is a guy who believes that creationism should be taught in public schools.
I mean, the good news for Bobby Jindal, I guess, is that he has been elected governor of Louisiana. The bad news is that he's been elected governor of Louisiana. I mean,
exactly.
He has inherited a real mess there. What are his chances of actually making a difference?
Well, that depends what you think. Whether you think any politician can make a difference. I mean, there are chronic problems in Louisiana. The education system is last. The health care system has chronic problems, and there's not. That's nothing you can fix in 4 years. But the legislature, this is the first time term limits have kicked in the Louisiana legislature. So not only is there going to be a new governor, there's going to be about half the legislature is turning over. So to the extent that Louisiana, a state really can turn a page on its politics, I think they actually have a chance to do it this time.
Jan, as I understand it, Jindal ran a campaign emphasizing his links to the Bush administration. But as I understand it, the Bush administration has not, it's not the most popular bunch of folks down there for how they handled, post-Katrina New Orleans. How did that play out for him?
He actually didn't, he actually did not mention George Bush very much. In fact, the only time I heard him mention the president was yesterday at the news conference when he said the president called to congratulate him. So you're right. The president, all politicians suffered in the eyes of Louisiana voters after Katrina. So he really spent a lot of the campaign trying to paint himself as being above politics, as being kind of a nonpartisan problem solver. And that's probably a smart approach in a state where, even though Louisiana is conservative, Democrats still hold a majority, registration advantage here. So being a Republican is not necessarily the way, even if you're a conservative, that a candidate wants to present himself in some of these rural areas of the state.
Yeah, Jan Moeller is a reporter with the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thanks, Jan, very much for being with us on the Bryant Park Project. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I was in Louisiana after Katrina, and I remember talking to Kathleen Blanco, the soon-to-be ex-governor, and she's standing on the steps of the governor's mansion, and she just looked like, does anyone here want this job? Like seriously, just
get
come up here, and I will
here.
I will happily hand it over to you. It's a tough sledding, to be sure.
Indeed.
Coming up on the BPP, we're going to talk sports with Bill Wolf. Just because Allison is flaking this morning doesn't mean her husband is. That's not nice. I'm going to be gone 3 days this week. We do love Bill Wolf, though, and he is going to be here talking sports.
We're also going to talk politics, over the weekend. Conservative so-called values voters picked Mitt Romney as their guy, or did they? We'll get into it with thePolitico.com's Jim Vandehei. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.